Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Landis. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Sammy Esposito. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting seventh. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Reno Bertoia. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Lee. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Don Lee. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bertoia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso takes first base on ball four. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Landis. Keene reaches second base with a double. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keene scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bowling moves to third. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bowling scores. Maxwell moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone bunts in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. Maxwell moves to third. Kaline moves to second. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is walked intentionally. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Esposito settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball four. Lawler moves to second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lawler moves to third. Landis moves to second. One out. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to home to get Lawler. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landis scores. Esposito moves to second. It's 2-1, Tigers. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Keane hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Keane reaches second base with a double. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a fly ball into right field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keane moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Pierce covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-1 in the game. Fox hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-1 in the game. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Lawler moves to second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-1 in the game. Dropo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-0 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-for-1 in the game. Esposito hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pierce strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0-for-1 in the game. Bertoia hits a fly ball towards right. Landis settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Landis. Don Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee bunts towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Bertoia moves to second. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce spins and fires to second, and Bertoia is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox scores. Minoso scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Doby moves to second. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doby moves to third. Jim Bunning now pitching. Ron Northey pinch hits for Walt Dropo. Ron Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey takes first base on ball 4. Landis moves to second. Fred Hatfield pinch runs for Ron Northey. Dave Philly pinch hits for Sammy Esposito. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doby scores. Landis scores. Hatfield moves to second. It's 6-2, White Sox. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pierce strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield now playing third base. Dave Filley now playing first base. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bowling strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maxwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lawler hits a pop-up beyond third. Bertoia can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Landis strikes out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawler moves to third. Dave Filley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Filley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Filley hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pierce for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, White Sox. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0-for-2 in the game. Bertoia hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.W. Porter pinch hits for Jim Bunning. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Keene hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Gramek now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 4 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bowling fields it, throws to first for one, and over to second, with Keene covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first, with Gramek covering, for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Landis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bertoia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hatfield hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to second. Reino Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0 for 3 in the game. Bertoia hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tuttle scores. Wilson moves to second. It's 6-4, White Sox. Carl Olson pinch hits for Steve Gramek. Carl Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to second for the out. Wilson moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Staley now pitching. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Staley fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.